The first Europeans to come to the Lake Superior region as explorers, traders, and missionaries were the French. Instead of discovering gold, the wealth they uncovered was in the fur trade. Fur became lucrative and dominated the Great Lakes, with the St. Croix and Mississippi rivers serving as transportation and shipping routes. When they first arrived, the French discovered two tribes in conflict, the Ojibwe and the Dakota. The French took to the woods as traders and trappers, where they became close partners with the Ojibwe, supplying them with weapons. Strengthened through this relationship, the Ojibwe eventually drove the Dakota across the St. Croix and out of present-day Wisconsin. The conflict with the tribes impacted the fur trade, and many trade routes were endangered and sometimes closed. Explorer Daniel Gray Salon, Sieur de Lute, is credited with establishing Fort St. Croix in 1680. In 1694, Fort Le Sieur was built on an island in the Mississippi, just below the mouth of the St. Croix River. The St. Croix waterway forts both protected and strengthened the fur trade efforts. Look for Banner 3 for more information about river transportation, specifically steamboats in Hudson.